Okay, how old, was your husband older than you were? Or?
Yeah, he was older than I was. Uh-huh. He was older than I was. But he'd been dead 16 years.
Uh-huh. Okay, was he a Baptist too?
Yeah, he was a Baptist. He was a Baptist.
What was his occupation?
Farming. He farmed all his life.
Had he been to school?
Yes, he'd been to school. Uh-huh. He had a very good high school on him.
In Athens, too?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did he go to college at all?
Or? He didn't go to college. Uh-huh.
Beautiful. Well, was he born in Oglethorpe County?
Yes, he was born in Oglethorpe, too. Uh-huh.
Great. Yeah. One big family.
Yeah, one big family. I was known by another kind of but Oglethorpe.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Where had his parents come from? Were they from here?
They from Oglethorpe too. All of them Oglethorpe. Everybody, they was had their own home. We have been living where we living for 80 years, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. 80 years.
That's wonderful.
Cemetery, graveyard, nothing but owned by that family of people, the Gooseberries. Nothing but the Goosebury family cemetery. Uh-huh.
It's a long line.
Yeah.
Okay, well, shall we get on to the questions?
Uh-huh.
Shall we start on the questions?
Yes.
Okay. Now, anything that comes to your mind is just... What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, say around 3 or 4 p.m.?
Dawn.
Okay, well, you might say, I expect to see him later this...
afternoon.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Dawn. Is it dawn?
Yeah. Or you might say something else, like I got up this morning before...
sunrise.
Yeah. And what about the time when the sun disappears?
It's night.
Yeah. There's also, some people would say something like, you have to get the cows in before...
What'd you
say? Oh, I'm sorry. You might say, we have to get the cows in before...
dawn. Night. Is it dawn? Before night.
Yeah.
Before dawn.
Okay, what about when the sun goes down? What do you call that?
Night.
Do you ever call it?
Dawn.
Sun up or sunset?
Sundown.
Sunset. Uh-huh. Okay, well suppose there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds go away. You might say that the weather is...
What did you say, humid?
Yeah, or if it's clearing up, I mean the clouds are going away.
Disappear.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say it's clearing up or?
Clearing up, it's clearing up.
Okay. And what do you call a very, very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
I don't know what to say. I forget now what to say.
Well, would you ever call it a downpour or a cloudburst or goose drowning?
Oh, yeah, it would call downpour.
Downpour. Okay, can you think of any other things you might call it?
You call it a cloudburst? Uh-huh. Could you say that?
Sure. Yeah. Anything you call it is fine because people all over have different words. Right. Okay, what do you call the shelf that's over a fireplace?
Shelter over the fireplace,
mm-hmm.
A shelf.
Okay.
We call it a shelf.
Do you ever call it a mantel shelf?
Oh, mantel, a mantelpiece.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
Andiron.
Okay. And what about the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers and then use them to get the fire started?
Smells.
Okay. Do you ever use a term like fat pine or fat wood or something like
lightwood.
That?
Lightwood. We call it lightwood.
Oh.